Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. His street name was Daylight, but he was a nightmare. On the streets of New York, darkness and violence reigned. Dimas Daylight Salaberrios popped his first pill when he was 11, and just days later, he was selling drugs to his schoolmates. By 15, he was facing time at the notorious Rikers Island prison. It was never safe to turn your back, and Dimas saw only one chance to survive, to become a street god. He would be the richest, most powerful ruler in the hood, or die trying. In one terrifying moment, with a gun pointed at his head, Dimas had to decide, how far would he go? We pause at the beginning of our show. In this moment, just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And as you hear Dimas share his experience, even written in a book released entitled Street God, he'll explain what Christ has meant to him. Yes, the living Christ who loves you so much, he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who touched and transformed Dimas Salaberrios' life can touch and change your life today. God was not finished with him, and as you will soon hear, in the release of this new book, Street God, Dimas Salaberrios talks about how you can experience the hope that is found in Jesus. Dimas, welcome to our show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show. Absolutely.
What does street God mean?
The term street God points to when you hit a certain place in a drug operation that everything in the city that kind of sold or distributed connected to drugs kind of makes its way back to you. So this is like a kingpin drug dealing status. And that was the life that I was in. That's the dark, path that I took. And we just thank God that Jesus came through and broke me out of all that. So that's in a nutshell, what a street God is.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Queens, New York, a very nice community with manicured lawns. It was the area where Run DMC, the hip-hop artist group, came from. And this is an area called Cambria Heights, Queens. And it's one of those areas that you wouldn't think that, drugs would play a dominant role in the community. But actually, this was an area where it really started to just move through the area. Yeah.
Dimas, your mother was a public school principal, wasn't she?
Yes. She was a principal. My father was a captain of correction. So the last thing that they ever dreamed about was that their son would end up dealing crack cocaine and marijuana.
Now, what went on inside you as a boy at the age of 11 and then 15 that led you down this path?
You know, my father, he was an Air Force guy. And I remember, I watched at age 9, one of these great movies that came out called E.T. And I saw that, and that I just was excited about, riding a bike and being taken off into the moonlight. And when we came down, you know, from after seeing that movie, we saw a huge sign of this movie called Scarface that was coming out with Al Pacino. And they said that it was going to be rated X. And we were saying, why? And they said, no, not because any sexual content, but because of the power of the message. So at age 10, I saw that movie. And from that day on, I had a dream of becoming a street god. I wanted to, you know, be the largest drug dealer in the United States. And I went after that dream, unfortunately. And, you know, at age 11, I got tied up into that whole drug culture and then sold drugs all the way until I was in my mid-20s. And so that was the pull that caught me. You know, I went to middle school. A young friend was there, you know, and he was selling drugs. And he offered to me, like, hey, would you like to try, you know, this tab called mescaline? So I said, sure. And when I took it, you know, after that, I felt very strange. And I said, I really didn't like doing that, but I would like to sell it. And then he showed me how to sell it. And then from there, started to sell marijuana. After selling, you know, marijuana, then I started to sell crack cocaine.
Now, by 15 years old, you're at Rikers Island Prison. What was it like? How did you end up there? And what was it like being there?
Well, I got arrested, and it was like the second time I've got arrested, and I didn't want to put my mother through anything connected with the jail system. So I lied and said I was 16, because at age 16, you were allowed to go to Rikers Island, you could face the judge by yourself, and you could come home. So the cops busted a gentleman, and they didn't find the drugs nor the money on me, but they said that I was involved in the sale. And I ended up beating that case. But for 5 days at that point, I was in Rikers Island and had to, you know, go through the whole experience until I got bailed out by some of my fellow drug dealer friends at the time. So that's kind of what took place, yeah.
Now, over the course of time, you experience, well, did you experience sort of a family feel with other drug dealers?
You know, it was more of a cooperation. I mean, we all...
Okay. Business?
You know, yeah, it was like a business relationship, sometimes with a lot of violence. You know, if you didn't produce the money that, you know, people were looking for. So there wasn't a lot of love, but it was business. You know, some, if you work with a good operation, they would promise, hey, if you got arrested, we'll bail you out. We'll get a lawyer. We'll take care of you. You know, but at the end of the day, a lot of it was just a lie. You know, so we had to fight. We had to push. We had to, you know, I eventually went on my own to deal to make sure that I was, you know, going to excel to the point that I wanted to get to, because working for other people would never get you to the place. Yeah.
Dimas Salaberrios, you're listening to him right now as he speaks about his experiences with drugs, being the street god. It was a goal. He saw a movie, Scarface, it influenced him. It seared into in him an impression, a vision, a dream of what he wanted to be. But that's not all. Have you ever wondered if God could take someone who is far down the path, being himself a nightmare, causing nightmares for others, and taking a person like that and changing their life around? If you've ever wondered about that, Dimas will testify. Indeed, the answer is yes. He's the author of a new book. The book is being released, called Street God. You can find out more about it at streetgodbook.com. That's streetgodbook.com. He's been associated through the years with the Billy Graham Association. Tim Keller and Redeemer Presbyterian and other important ministries, Trinity Broadcasting. His ministry has expanded and will continue to do so. This is a catapulting point even to another level, Dimas Salaberrios. Dimas, when we come back, I want to find out what happened. A gun pointing at your head. What took place? Can we talk about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
You're listening to Dimas Salaberrios. And so when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Hey, as you're listening, and if you've ever wondered about your own life, you think, man, I'm so far down, there's no way God will ever take me back, or there's no way of redemption for me. Think again. Dimas Salaberrios will open up your heart and mind because of what God will say to you through him. More with Dimas Salaberrios. We come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, there's something that makes the spine in your back hold strong when you're around someone who has a unique level of courage. When they go into an area, they're not looking for the weakest or the easiest way. They want to find out, hey, look, who's the lead drug dealer? Who's running this place? And they go and talk to that person and want to bring the gospel to that person. Maybe even say, look, I'm the pastor. I'm your pastor. Well, if you ever heard someone like that, you're probably hearing them reference Dimas Salaberrios, who is with us today. He's the man who would go into an area, the toughest area, the poorest area, with that kind of faith and authority. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. If you'd like to find out more about our program, thegoodlifehawaii.com, you can get this program in its entirety. If you'd like to hear or find out or get a hold of the book Street God, the story of Dimas Salaberrios, streetgodbook.com, streetgodbook.com. Dimas, in one terrifying moment with a gun pointed at your head, you had to decide how far you would go. Take us back to that situation. What happened?
To cry, and around 30 of my friends were killed in several different drug wars, and I was at my apartment, newly in the Lord, and I heard a knock on the door, and I could just feel that the person at the door was not in my favor, and I grabbed my Bible, and I said, well, what do I do? When I opened up my Bible, a verse stood out to me that says, do ye have little faith? And right at that moment, I said, no, Lord, I have my faith in you. So I closed the Bible and I went down to the door. And when I opened the door, it was a gentleman that I knew for a lot of years. And his brother had recently been killed in New York. So I stepped out, I locked the door, and then I closed the door behind me. And he said, I need to talk to you. When he brought me around to the side of the house, I saw a car was running with some other guys in it. And this other guy was standing with him that I didn't know. And then he pulled out the gun and started to point it at my head. Right at that moment, I just began to pray, not out loud, but to myself. I said, God, you got to get me through this situation. I said, Father, I'm going to trust in you. And the minute I said that, it was like fear just left me. There was no fear. And the gun was there, and he started to argue with me. And, you know, because in order to kill someone, you have to come up with some kind of motive. So he started to argue with me about, yeah, man, my brother died, and you were at this party, and you didn't talk to me. And when I saw a tear drop down his eye, I knew at that moment he was going to pull the trigger. So when he pulled out to pull the trigger, every time he pulled the trigger, it would just go tink, 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 tink. And by the power of Jesus Christ, no bullets came out of that gun. By the power of God, no bullet came out of that gun. And then, you know, he looked at his friend, he tapped his friend, and they took off running. And right at that moment, I began to wave my hands towards heaven. And I said, Father, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, if you just make it known that it's you, God, I will go and I will do anything. And I found that that is one of the greatest prayers that we could pray as Christians, just opening ourselves up to God and letting them know that we will serve him no matter what the situation is. And I want to tell some of the parents that are listening now, I mean, heroin is big out there in Hawaii, but God is a God that can rescue every situation. And tell your kids, because, you know, drugs started at a very young age in middle school, and that's where the dealers are starting to aim for these children now, so that as they grow up, they'll become, you know, more addicts. So we got to take a stand right now as a church and let the church know that we got to talk about, we got to warn our kids so that they don't become, you know, or have the dream that I dream of becoming a street God.
You talk about that moment. I mean, it all came to this person firing the gun, but nothing, no bullets were fired. And you knew that God heard you. You knew that God answered your prayer. What a moment of catharsis. What an emotional moment. Dimas, how did you become a Christian before that? You said you were already a believer. How did you become a Christian?
Well, what happened was I was in the middle of doing a big transaction. I was driving to New York to deliver some guns and pick up a lot of marijuana. And there was this one girl that was known as a witch. And she did something to me that that I felt like it was a full demonic presence that tried to take me over. this went on for days where I couldn't get myself together. And then three women that were around 50 and 60 years old said, can we pray for him? They had asked my girlfriend at the time. And I said, sure, come and pray for me. And when they prayed for me, I didn't know what I was asking for. I mean, the presence of God came in that room and delivered me. They prayed for me for about an hour. I mean, I spit stuff up. And when I felt that peace of God come over me, I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. And, you know, I still, at that time, I made a commitment to God. I said, I'll never sell crack. But I thought selling marijuana was okay. Until I went to church and I started to plug in with the church. And I tithed drug money into the church for a long time until I found out that that was wrong. And when God spoke to me and people started to train me and teach me about the word of God, I walked away from that life. And that's when that incident happened with the gun. And then not too long after that, I came back to New York City to turn myself in. I was facing 7 years in jail because I had escaped with handcuffs, and I was on the run for about 5 years. In New York City, when you escape with handcuffs, that's equivalent to a 7-year sentence. But the judge saw the power of God that was in my life, that the judge set me free, and she pardoned me and didn't send me back to jail. And I want to tell some of the listeners right now, God is able to step in any situation. It doesn't matter what you're in, what your kids are in, what your family's into. God can release people from addictions. God can step in and free people from prison sentences. God is able to do everything. And I mean that. And that's what I think is so important. When you read the book Street God, it will minister to your heart. It will minister to your faith, and it will make you a stronger follower of Jesus Christ. So you can pick that up at any point. That's what it's written to do, and that's what we're seeing taking place in many lives today.
Mm-hmm. What did the judge say when she pardoned you?
Well, she looked at my paperwork. She looked at me. She kept looking at my pictures and looking at me. She said, the man that I'm looking at does not look like the person in these older pictures. She said, if I send you to jail, I could see it would make you far worse. So she said, I'm going to release you. Keep doing what you're doing and never end up back here again. Mm-hmm. And I went forward and I never ended up back in that court again and followed Jesus with all my heart, soul, and mind.
You were a part of a fellowship in those early years of your transition and transformation. What do you remember, Dimas, some of the lessons that you learned early on in your Christian faith?
I mean, you know, I went to two bad churches at first. One was like a cult that didn't really follow Christ, and I was glad to see that wasn't correct very early on. And then I went to another church where the pastor didn't do so well in following after God. And I was just so grateful when Jesus finally placed me in the right church, where I was able to hear his word. I was able to soar in my faith. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. So, you know, one of the things I learned is you really want to look for a good church. You really want to look for a good church where the pastor loves the Lord and, you know, is doing well with his family and serving after God. And I wish I would have known that early on, to look for those signs. But I learned a lot everywhere I went. But when I really locked into a good church, I mean, my spiritual life just took off like a rocket. So I think that's really, really important in picking a church or where you're going to fellowship or worship.
Well, speaking of church, you pastor a church, Infinity Bible Church. And where did you plant that church, Demos?
I went into the birthplace of hip-hop music. It's a housing project called Bronx River. And I went into that area and started to minister to people. And the first time we went there, a young man was killed. So we mobilized the people together, and we said, we're going to start to prayer walk the men every Thursday in the morning. And we started to do that, and for 11 years, not one homicide happened on the grounds of Bronx River. So when I tell you, God answers, you know, the prayers of his people. And we prayed for our community, and we walk around our community, and we pray and pray and pray, and God has answered that. So much so that the commissioner of the police of New York City came to me and gave us a great acknowledgement that the crime has dropped because we started the church right there in that project.
Well, that means that's a real stamp of approval. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly of New York City making that a marker of what God was doing through the life and ministry of Demos Salaberrios. He's the author of a new book. The book is entitled Street God. You can find out more about it, and you can get a hold of it at streetgodbook.com. That's streetgodbook.com. When we come back, hey, I don't know about you, but I certainly am wondering, after having someone point a gun at you and fire, and without any bullets coming out, waving your hands in the air as Demos Salaberrios did, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. You send me, I'll do it. I wonder what happened after that. When we come back, Demos will share more of his story with us. You know, Sheila Wall says, this is a powerful story of the relentless love of God. There's no pit so deep that his grace and mercy can't find you. She's talking about Street God, streetgodbook.com.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Author and speaker Josh McDowell says of the new book, Street God, the book written by Dimas Salaberrios. McDowell says, "A complex and thrilling narrative. I dare anyone to read Street God and come away unchanged. This is the cross and the switchblade for a new generation." I'm so grateful today that I get to speak to the modern-day Nikki Cruz, Dimas Salaberrios. Hey, I'm Danny Yamashiro. So glad you're with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about this program, get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to get the book Street God, streetgodbook.com. Dimas, there you are. You survive gunshot wounds to the head. The gun never fires. It's a moment of catharsis. Anybody would just be, you know, overwhelmed with emotion. You surrender your life to God. You want to go anywhere He sends you. Where are these people in ministry?
I mean, after I prayed that prayer, that was around the time when I went to church, and then I confessed to the church that I had to turn myself in, that I was on the run. And several police officers agreed to photocopy their badges and write notes with me. So I came back, turned myself in. The judge, you know, agreed to let me go free. And that's when I started to, you know, connect with these churches. And I just always had this call of evangelism all my life. So I started to just invite many people to come to church to connect with Christ. So sometimes, you know, I'd bring groups of people to church with me. And I was just so excited about following the Lord. And then I went one day with a pastor friend up to Alliance Theological Seminary. And when we went up there, that's like a Christian college that was ran by the Christian Missionary Alliance. And we went up there, and I just fell in love. I didn't even know there was such thing where you could go to school to study about Jesus. And for whatever reason, that pastor decided not to go, but I dived in. I said, "This is what I want to do with my life." And I started to study the scriptures until I got my master's degree in divinity. And then God, you know, started opening doors for me to preach. And today I have a radio show called The Dynamic Life. I come on the Word Network on Mondays at 11 o'clock with a show Eastern Standard Time. with a show called The Dynamic Life, and we have a show in New York, in Washington, D.C., and in Philadelphia, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, and in Connecticut. So God has done some really great things. And then he put me over a network of pastors, of about 5,000 pastors in the greater New York area. And I'm in charge of an organization as a president of Concerts of Prayer. So my story is you know, just an example of what God can do. In most books, they just stop right at conversion. But what we did with Street God is it continues on to give people a solid path of how to follow Christ and be what God has called them to be. And we think that is really significant. And we purposely took a lot of time in the Street God book to lay that out. And we want to encourage, you know, mothers, fathers, this is a book. If you really want to understand what's going on with the drugs in Hawaii, with the heroin, with these different things on the street, this is a book that will give you a good blueprint on how to bless lives and help people to come out of bondage.
Mm. Amos, give us a snapshot of that. What would be one thing that someone would get with relation to what you just said regarding drugs? What's one thing that they'd get out of the book?
Yeah, I mean, I think one, when you read the book, you'll see that I was reachable. You know, nobody came to minister to me and to disciple. You know, but when people would talk to me about Jesus, I would stop in my tracks. I wanted to hear about him because I was a sheep that knew his voice, but I wasn't, you know, in the fold yet. I wasn't a part of his kingdom. So I think this really empowers mothers, empowers men to go out there and do ministry, go out there and reach these young people. And I've had great success with doing this. I mean, you know, we went into Bronx River. I started to walk up to the large drug dealers. I would shake their hand and I would let them know, I am your pastor because you're in this area and my church is in this area, which means I'm your pastor. And when they got in trouble, I went to court and I would be there. And if they were arrested, I would go to jail and visit them just like the Bible tells us to do. And those guys would come out, let people know that this is truly a man of God. And I think that's what this empowers the church to be, to do. It empowers mothers on how to minister and young men and men on how to minister to their kids. It heightens their faith, people's faith, to want to go out and take the gospel out to the street. Just this week, we brought the police department in to play basketball with some of the tough kids in our community and some great kids. And from doing that, it built a relationship between the cops and those that were playing. And this is what I believe God calls to do, to be relevant in our ministry and to touch a lot of lives.
You know, some people who listen, they admire what you're doing. They're inspired by what you're saying. But there's a veil or a barrier that exists. We can't see it, but we could possibly describe it from the standpoint of it being a veil or a barrier of intimidation, fear of rejection. What would you say to someone who feels that they might not even admit it, but deep in their gut, it paralyzes them?
Yeah, I try to tell people, remember the verse in Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So as Christians, we cannot let fear consume us. We must go out. We're the risk takers. We're the ones that have to put our lives on the line, because no matter whatever happens to us, we are with Jesus Christ. So we should be the bold, Christians should be the boldest people on the planet. And I believe that with all my heart, you know. So So we don't have room to be scared, to be nervous. We have to push out there or go out, pray, and empower somebody else to do it, mm-hmm. and you be involved. But we got to get this job done, and the gospel must prevail, and it prevails with people that will be willing to proclaim it. And guess what? You don't have to be powerful. I mean, I told you, it was three elderly women that shut down an entire drug operation by the grace of God. So it doesn't take an army, but it took faith for them to come and ask. And they probably didn't even know that all that was going to take place. But God shows up when we trust in him.
Wow. StreetGodsBook.com. You're listening to the author of the book, Dimas Salaberio. He pastors a church right there in the Bronx River Housing Project, Infinity Bible Church. He's a graduate, got his MDiv at the Alliance Theological Seminary there with the Christian Missionary Alliance. He's a father, he's a family man. In fact, when we come back from our break, hey, wouldn't you want to hear about Dimas Salaberio's family? Maybe how he met his wife? You know, he knows what it's like to be a husband. He knows what it's like to be a father and a pastor. Pastor with a shepherd's heart. And when we come back, you'll hear more about that. And maybe a lesson or two about parenting, a lesson or two about how we can continue to push forward with the love and message of Jesus Christ. More with Pastor Dimas Salaberio. So you can find out more about his book. Get his book at StreetGodBook.com.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tim Keller, he's the senior pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City. He says, "You won't find a more amazing account of how God's grace can change lives than what you have here in the life of my brother, Demas Salaberrios." That's Pastor Tim Keller. Speaking about the book, Street God, the author, Demas Salaberrios, is with us today. Before our break, we're talking about some transformative periods of life and ministry. You can find out more about the book again at streetgodbook.com. Demas, tell us about your family. How did you meet your wife, Tiffany?
This is when I was going to a really, really good church, and I was excited about God, and I had made it. I read this book called A Kiss Dating Goodbye. And after reading that book, I said, you know what? I'm through with women. I was leading a young men's group. I was a youth leader. And I just said, I'm done. I'm going to follow Jesus. And I remember going home one day, and my mother asked me, she said, well, did you meet any women in church? I said, no, I'm not there for that. And then I went to church, and I saw my wife, Tiffany, just worshiping God. And, you know, my mother asked me again, I said, well, it's this one girl there. And this was a big church, about, you know, 3,000 people. And then when I was going out the door, my wife was coming in the door. And we just met right there. And I just grabbed her hand and I just shook her hand. And I said, you really know how to worship God. It was the only thing that came out of my mouth. And she said, okay. And then I asked her, you know, I heard that she had an accent. I said, where are you from? That she was from Washington, D.C. And she came to New York to be an actress. So I told her I knew a little bit about acting. And we exchanged numbers. And we just talked and talked and talked. She didn't know anything about my life as a street God. Even when I started to tell her about it, She listened a little bit until one day we were out in public and people started to recognize me. And they told her, you know, that this guy was, you know, a major drug boss in New York City. Because when you meet me, it doesn't look like it. I don't act that way. And that's just because of the grace of God. God came in and completely changed me. And I believe that's what the judge saw. I believe that's what many people have seen in my life, and I've been grateful to know that God is an awesome God who washes us, who leads us, who protects us, and guides us. So, you know, we just got to be faithful to Him, trust in Jesus, and He provides over and over again for us. And I would not be able to do half the things I'm doing now without the blessing of my wife being in my life.
What is your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture is Proverbs 18:4, where it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. For some reason, that humility part has always captured my heart. It's always been something that just moves me, and it's always been, I felt like God has always spoken to me through those verses. I think I said that verse wrong. Let me find that for you real quick as I look in the Bible. But that has been the passages. I mean, the quoting is on time. That's just been a passage that God has just spoken to me about over and over and over again. That He exalts the humble, and I always try to encourage as many people as I can to be faithful and to trust in God. Okay, it's Proverbs 22:4. Sorry, not 18. Proverbs 22:4 that says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. And I believe the more that we trust in God, and the more that we elevate him, and the more that we remain humble, God steps in and speaks to our hearts. And God will use us in powerful ways. But when we start to think that it's us that's doing it, then it's easy to get off track. So I know every good and perfect gift that comes into my life is from the Lord. And I hope people capture that when they read Street God. I hope their faith will be strengthened and that they will see that, you know, the miracle worker is not Demas Salaberrios. The miracle worker is Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Wow. And there Jesus Christ has given you a gift and your dear wife, Tiffany. But he's given you, together, he's given you more gifts. Tell us about your family.
I have three lovely girls. I have a 21-year-old that's right now about to graduate, going to law school. And this was a child that was born when I was out in the street world. After me and Tiffany got married, I have two girls. One's name is Dallas, and the other one's name is Skylar. Dallas is 8, Skylar is 4, and they are just absolute joys. They've been with me all over the world, and they are just great, great kids. And I couldn't ask for a better family.
What would you say to someone, maybe a parent, maybe someone going through a really rough time in their life, maybe at work, you know, as a pastor, Demas, what would you say to someone who's hurting right now, maybe financially or even physical health or some relational challenge?
You know, I would tell them, keep your eyes on Jesus. The Bible says, in this world, we will have tribulation. But the Bible also lets us know that he won't give us more than we can handle. And I believe that no matter what the situation is, God is faithful. So never throw in the towel. Never give up. Hold on to your faith and watch God show up and be the blessing. Watch God show up and bring us through. God is faithful. He is awesome. He is all-knowing. When I went through my life in Street God, there were some terrible moments in this story that you'll read about. But God used that story, and he used my life to set many free. Thousands upon thousands have come to know Jesus when I preach and talk about my story. So it was hard going through, but at the end, it's brought forth great reward and abundance.
Pastor Demas, could you lead in a prayer for our dear listener right now? Maybe as they've heard you, they may be going through that struggle. Could you pray for them, please?
Absolutely. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, that there are many that are hurting, that are struggling, have family members on drugs, have things trying to steal their hope and their faith. But Father, we pray against that in the name of Jesus. We pray blessings over each and every person. We pray healing over their lives. We pray for your gospel to spread. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Demas, you've got... you're entering into a new realm, dear brother, with this book and your leadership and the vast networks that the Lord has enabled you, your expanding radio program. What are some of the titles of some of your favorite messages that you like to communicate?
Humility is one. There's one you can find on YouTube called The Soft Gospel, and one that's called True Discipleship. Those are some of the favorite messages that we have that love for you to check out and hear. by just typing in Pastor Dimas, D-I-M-A-S. Or, you know, when you do that, you'll see many things will come up with messages. And my last name is Salaberrio, S-A-L-A-B-E-R-R-I-O-S.
That's Dimas Salaberrios. He's the author of the book Street God. You can find out more about that book, streetgodbook.com. You know, he's traveled the world. He pastors a church. He's partnered with Tim Keller and Redeemer City to City, and founded Infinity New York Church. He's been recognized by Commissioner Raymond Kelly there of New York City. A notable drop in crime. He's connected with the Billy Graham Association as a co-chair of the Youth Committee in 2004. And in October 2013, Concerts of Prayer, Greater New York City, and beyond. Pastor Dimas Salaberrios. Pastor Dimas, I want to thank you. This has been a blessing to have you. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, man. And you have a blessed night.
I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Dimas Salaberrios. You can find out more about his book, Street God, at streetgodbook.com. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? That's our hope and prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 22:12, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the treacherous man. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dimas Salaberrios. Find out more at streetgodbook.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chance Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.